Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive line again. We all know the Juwan Taylor thing. Juwan Taylor is very fortunate. He wasn't called 4 or 5 times for legal formation.
Mm-hmm. NBC
definitely had a graphic ready immediately for Chris Collins. Remember, he's who kind of started the whole spotlight on it. Now, Juwan Taylor is never adjusted, in fairness. So it's his problem. It's not Chris Collins' problem. NBC's problem or anything like that. But yet again, it happened. We're now into week 4. There was the quote after the week 1 game, in which Matt Nagy said something along the lines of, like, we've made it, I'm paraphrasing.
On no uncertain terms.
Yeah, we've made it clear that, like, that it can't happen. Okay, so, or what? And as we said at the time, well, this year there's an option behind him. His name is Jalen Moore. And so, are we any closer to that happening? Did they feel like, otherwise, he played good enough that they're confident in keeping him in the game? I told you, I don't think we're going to see in-game switches. So the question to me will always be midweek. And then ultimately on game day, do we start to see, he's out there with the ones differently. People wanting the in-game switches, I don't think Andy's going to embarrass a veteran. He's pulled Kingsley before. That was a rookie. He gave Juwan Taylor one drive off a year or so ago. In terms of like actually removing him from the starting job, I don't think they're going to do that. So it has to be these midweek discussions, in my opinion.
If you had the public admonishment, this is the same as like being a parent. I can't tell my kid, if you do that again, you're grounded. And then they do it again, and I don't ground them. What was the point, as you said in Matt Nagy's comments, if you're not benching him this week? He did it again, multiple times. He was guilty of multiple penalties again. And so, like,
he also didn't play that great. No, he was getting beat as well. Beat.
Yes. Now, look, I think everyone, like, Simmons got beat a couple. The offensive line was just not good. Simmons got beat a couple times. Kingsley got beat a couple of times, and so did Juwan Taylor. So did Trey.
I still maintain that the biggest frustration with the offense is offensive line. As much as it's the Juwan Taylor thing, it's also the two guys that you thought you just don't have to worry about, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. I don't think they have played that great the first 3 weeks of the season, guys.
They have not been 99% guys. I agree.
Yeah, like and do I have confidence that they can get there? Yes, they have the talking about track record. They have the track record. Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey have been some of the better offensive linemen, period, in football. Throughout their career, but right now they're not playing like they're top five at their position or anything like that, and that hurts when you already have an issue at right tackle, when you're trying to bring along a second year guard in Kingsley, when you have a rookie left tackle. I need my center and right guard that are two of the highest paid in football to play like it. I don't think they have played to their normal standard.
Mitchell Schwartz was questioning whether Trey Smith was hurt last night.
I don't know. Yeah,
basically, like he was saying, is he hurt? I've never seen him get beat in ways like this. Some guys barely even rushing him, and he's losing. That's uncommon. So like he was even like Trey played weird enough last night that even Mitchell Schwartz was like, is he healthy? Is that a part of the equation?
I hope that's not what it is.
I'm just pointing it out as a part of it. You cannot like it's malpractice, but you can't start Juwan Taylor this week. It's time for Jalen Moore. I'm sorry. He's had every opportunity to fix the mistakes he's making. Lining up is a personal choice. You can look to your left and see where you lined up. This is a personal choice. You are making a decision and hoping they don't call you for it. He was more offsides on the play after, a pivotal play after, than the one he had just gotten called for. So he didn't even adjust play to play, Gold. He was more offsides the second time.
Yeah, it should have been called earlier in the game. I was stunned it took a couple drives into the game or whatever it was for that penalty to occur. And, of course, it occurred on a big third down. That's when they always get called for.
Gets the run and the scramble.
It's always something like that. We could talk about the will there be a switch throughout later on in the week and everything. I'm not confident that they're going to make that switch. But if Matt Nagy's out here making those comments, then what's the point of even say if you're not willing to make the switch?
I agree.
They may view it. I think when we talked about this after week one, I said, I think they're going to give him a month. That would be one more game. I understand the fan base would say, why wait for it to happen again? You know, it's going to happen on Sunday against Baltimore. What are you doing? So I totally get that argument. I tend to think they're going to give him another week, although I don't know what the point is. I mean, he's not. This is clearly not something he's ever going to fix.
No.
This is who he is.
He's made his decisions.
This is who he is as a football player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.